Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. We have a donations link. We have several links. We have PayPal and other links, Venmo and different things like that, folks. So your donations are always welcome to help keep us on the air. What End Time World News is, in case you're just joining us, and is we're a podcast dedicated to finding truth for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day, folks. That's kind of the sum it up in a nutshell. We try to find truth in between the cracks. We try to find truth no matter where we have to go. We just want to be as honest and forthright as God would have us, always telling the truth. We shouldn't lie. And so that's what this podcast is dedicated to: God and Jesus Christ and the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he returns soon. So that ought to give you a little nutshell and a little idea of what this podcast is all about. Let's get on with today's podcast, folks. Today's podcast comes from, this is very interesting, it's an article from BitChute.com, and the link will be down below. The link will be in the podcast. It's an article I caught on BitChute.com. Stu Peters is interviewing a person. The lady's name is Maria Z. Maria Z is the lady's name. Stu Peters from the Stu Peters Show. Stu Peters is a good man, a good Christian, good human being. I follow Stu Peters. He's a very good man. And the link will be down below. You can see the video and you can decide. And it's very disturbing. They actually talk about what's in the vaccine, what's in the Pfizer vaccine. And so I want to go over that just kind of in a nutshell. If you don't want to watch the video, I'm going to go over that. And so on today's podcast, it's going to deal with Pfizer and graphene oxide. So stay with us if you haven't, if you're just tuning in, this should be very fascinating. This will be a very brief podcast. But again, folks, I hope you enjoy, but it's going to be quite informative. So let's get into today's podcast. I was watching the Stu Peters Show today, and on Stu Peters, there was a link again, a third party posted a link from Stu Peters. Stu Peters was interviewing Maria Z. Maria Z is a gal over in the UK, and she was approached by various scientists, and they've done testing and testing and testing on these vaccines. So the vaccines that millions and millions and billions of people have taken in the world, I think what is the number, about 2 billion or 3 billion people. So they've in essence and reality created the biggest genocide in the world. And it says that in the book of Revelation, you know, there will be all kinds of famines and plagues and everything, and a war, rumors of war and everything like that in the book of Revelation. If you guys want to read that in your Bible, you go through the book of Revelation. That's going to tell you exactly what's going to happen and how things will end in the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So Stu Peters interviewed Maria Z. Maria Z is a reporter, I believe, over in the UK, and she was just going over what is in the Pfizer vaccine, at least. And so the big report is coming out is that there is graphene oxide. 100%, people are 100% sure there's graphene oxide and there's nanoparticles, like I've been telling everybody here in my own home state now of Michigan. Now that I'm back and I've returned, I've been telling all the relatives, they just choose to ignore me. You're a conspiracy theorist. We love you, but you know, you don't think right. So I don't go along with the narrative, folks. I'll never go along with the narrative. I'll never give in to Satan's plans. So graphene oxide has been confirmed, and it is in, I believe it's all four of the vaccines, the Pfizer, the AstraZeneca, the Johnson & Johnson, and the Moderna. It's in all four, but it's heavily laced in the Pfizer vaccine, since a lot of people end up, at least in the United States, taking the Pfizer vaccine. And so a lot of people aren't aware of that, and a lot of people don't know that. Graphene oxide, when it's in the body, it will cause the body to break down these nanoparticles. And again, there's a link in the video I'll leave there in its entirety. So you can go over that. And then, of course, he covers a couple other different topics as well. But, you know, again, that was first and foremost. Graphene oxide is in the Pfizer vaccine 100% along with nanoparticles. You know, it'll cause myocarditis, and that's a breakdown. That's an inflammatory breakdown. And you start having heart problems, and then pretty soon stroke, and then pretty soon heart attack, or you're dead. So again, causes major blood clotting. Graphene oxide is not something that you, it's just like you're taking poison. That's exactly what it is. But this graphene oxide for most hospitals is not going to show up unless you are vaccinated. And even if you are vaccinated, they're going to look the other way. They're not going to say, oh, okay, here's the problem. Geez, did you take the shot? Yeah, you did. Well, geez, why did you tell them to take the shot? Well, they took the shot because in most governments, at least here in the United States, most liberal states ran by these liberal governors, they want you to take the shot. They begged you to take the shot. They just about forced you to take the shot. If you have a government position, or a local or state government position, or federal government position, they required you to take the shot. Well, lo and behold, again, most people that I have observed, at least as far as family members go, because 90% of my own family's taken the shot, 90-95%. I'm one of the 5% that did not take the shot and have no intentions of ever taking the shot. People start acting kind of funny and weird. You know, I have my own relatives, my own sister, forgets and forgets and forgets. And I mean, it's starting to get bad. I don't want to say anything because that'll just lead to sour grapes. These people that's, folks, you got to understand, these people that's accepted this vaccine and accepted the shot will eventually have side effects. And again, people are like, Eric, you're crazy. We love you, but you're crazy. You know, it's not that. It's that it's a soft kill. And I shouldn't say that this podcast is mostly a religious podcast that covers the news, and this podcast is God-centered and Jesus and God-centered and focused. And that's the way it's always going to be. But again, I'm going to say things that aren't politically correct. I'm going to say things and going to tell you the truth. I'm always going to tell you the truth, folks. I'll tell you the truth, and it'll even hurt me really bad. I'll almost bleed so much that I'll tell you the truth. That's just how I am. I'm a very honest person. I tell you exactly where I stand, exactly what I think. And again, these are just my opinions and my opinions only. However, back to the podcast, the Stu Peters interview is not my opinion. That's exactly what is going on in the world. They're covering everything up, folks. And you got to understand, you know, folks, if you've taken the shot, you've been duped. If you've taken the shot, you've been fooled. You've been deceived. Satan, the great deceiver, the all-around great deceiver, has deceived you. Okay? And that's what you have to understand. He's deceived you, and this is how it is, and you're deceived. And most people, if you're like my family, you have too much pride. You're already into this two or three shots now. They've taken a booster. They're looking to go with a fourth shot. It's too late for you. It's too late. So now these people that's taken the shot, there's nothing really you can do. So I would suggest as a Christian, folks, everybody listening to this podcast, I would suggest as a Christian, all those people that's taking the shot, pray for them. Please pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, please, please pray for these people. Because, again, little bits of information controlled, because the media is controlled. They're controlled by the elite, the Satanists and the demons that are running the world. You know, Satan runs the world. And so a lot of people don't understand that. And through God's permissible will, this all has to play out to the very end, to the second coming of his Lord, of our Lord and personal Savior, his Son, Jesus Christ. And so God has to let this play out. He has to let this play out. In other words, so the people have taken the shot, and those are the people that's been deceived. And so they've been easily deceived. They've been scared. They've been scared into fearmonger. I have lots and lots of good friends that's taken the shot. Again, my own relatives, my own sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles, and even my own mother in a nursing home has taken the shot. Everybody's taken the shot just about but me and about three or four other people in the family. And, you know, that would be about 50 plus people. So there's only maybe five out of maybe 40 or 50 people that hasn't taken the shot in the family here in Michigan. And our big and extended families, etc. So you have to understand that this is bought and paid for by the elites. This is where we're going right now. That is what is in the shot, the graphene oxide, and that's proven. And so again, they're not going to let John Q. public know. They're not going to let the public know. They refuse to. It'll never happen. It is not going to happen in 10 years, 20 years, or 100 years. Everybody will be dead by then. Or else the second coming of Jesus, whichever comes first, hopefully that'll come first, which I believe it will. It's depopulation. And this is what I stress, folks. This is depopulation. So you have to understand now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, okay? Find Jesus Christ, accept Jesus Christ into your heart, ask him to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, and repent. Repent, repent, repent. And if you don't repent and don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I'm just going to tell you, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a doctor, dentist, or lawyer. I'm just an ordinary guy trying to get the message out for God on behalf of Jesus Christ, and trying to get the message of salvation out of you need to repent now and accept Jesus Christ. Because if you don't, folks, the alternative is you're going straight to hell. Now I have a best friend. I won't mention any names, but I have a best friend. I pray for him almost every day. There's many people even in my own family claim to be Christians. I'm not going to judge. But the Christ that they worship and the Christ that I know from the Bible is something totally different. So you know, again, having a best friend that doesn't believe in God, he'll say, well, I believe in the Ten Commandments because that's from God, but I don't believe in the rest of the Bible. And I argue with him. I say, that's not true. People were inspired through God and told exactly what to write, and they did exactly what God told them to do. And so people don't understand that. And so, again, having a best friend, he believes in reincarnation. He believes somewhat a little bit of atheism. And then what that's called, and Americans do that all the time, folks, they pick and choose. And a lot of people do that around the world. They pick and choose. Well, let's take this a Christianity. We like these Ten Commandments. That sounds cool. It's not, but that sounds cool. That's what they'll say. And they'll say, but the heck with the rest of the Bible. And I'll say, no, that's not right. That's not correct. And they'll say, well, that's what I want to do. That's what I believe. That's my belief. So get off my can, Eric. Leave me alone and blah, blah, blah. And so I'll say, okay, you know, as a brother and sister in Christ, you learn to accept people, but you also just have to learn sometimes to just step back, a couple steps back, take a step back, and just pray for the people. Sometimes you can't, you have to separate yourself from their life or out of their life sometimes. You know, you don't necessarily have to run away or go to another country. But what I'm saying is, folks, sometimes you have to take a step back and let common sense be the better judge here and also protect you a little bit. You know, you don't want that insanity rubbing off if you believe in Jesus Christ, as I do, as your Lord and personal Savior. People don't understand that. They don't accept God. They don't accept Jesus Christ nowadays. They just think it's uncool. But I'm going to tell you right now, it is cool. And if you want to go to heaven, you got to accept Jesus Christ, folks. You have to repent. Repent to God Almighty through Jesus. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior that died on the cross at Calvary to wash all of your sins away and to save all of mankind, and invite Jesus into your heart. And once you invite Jesus into your heart and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, right there, bingo, you've now accepted Jesus Christ. You now are saved. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. I can teach a kindergartner or a first grader how to do that. Most people just won't do that. And with that, you know, I would say congratulations. Anybody that listens to this podcast and can accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, God bless you. I love you, and God certainly loves you through Jesus. And the first thing to do is, you know, get yourself a good Bible and just start reading once you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. The next thing is to get yourself in a church and ask questions and questions and more questions. And then the third thing is, and again, these aren't in any specific order. They're just a little steps that help me remember. The third thing is, once you have questions and you get them answered by your church pastor or deacon or a senior member of the church, is go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ from end to end, from all corners of the planet. You know, just tell somebody, tell your friend, your neighbor, your coworker, your spouse, your children, tell everybody about Jesus Christ, and he's your Lord and Savior. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I greatly appreciate it. And God bless you. And again, we have a couple different payment methods if you want to donate. We're listener-supported podcast, please. Your donations really help us. They help us stay on the air from week to week and month to month. We're totally listener and donor-supported. So if you have a dollar or two or some spare change and you don't know what to do and you get anything out of today's podcast, then throw it. If you want to throw it our way, then that's great. If not, then still God bless you no matter what. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Stay well, stay safe, folks. And until next time, I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Be well, and God bless all of you. Thanks for listening, and God bless you again. Take care.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.